slowly or efficiently?
Actually, quickly. We're going to go through this equipment here. If there's any questions, let me know. Of course, the switcher and the tape, that's the one thing we're going to just kind of take some time on a little bit, just because the switcher always has questions, number one. Number two, we're dealing with a lot more tape as well, too. So, a couple things I want to take care of. First of all, character generator. And it's stuff we already talked about a little bit. Main thing you want to do when you get here is obviously get the names of the people. Don't go off of your list because there may be some people absent, switching, you know, spots just because someone's not here or missed a crew call. But again, put your cursor right in front of the first name, delete, type it in, okay? File and save grabber, okay? That's all you need to do for that and call it the right name. All right, so that's stuff you've been doing. But what I want to get to again is the scoreboards. Because we do have three of them. Now, keep in mind, we have a little slider bar over here, too, because you got News Anchor 1, 2, you have your sports spot, you have your weather font. So, again, make sure you use your little slider bar down or your arrows, and then you got three scoreboards to choose from. We have SPFS1, that's Sports Full Screen 1, SPFS2, and SPFS3. So that's scoreboard 1, 2, and 3. Main thing we got to do before the show starts, especially the first show, we got to, again, we got to make sure this stuff is all correct. You're always going to get a template, all right? The template's there. Some of it may be filled in. Some of it is just, you know, again, you have X's there. So you just have to fill in the stuff. Just treat it like an ID. So, for example, for the American League Board, again, we're just going to look on your last sheet. It has all the information there. It's up to you what you want to do. You can either, you know, go all city names or go all nicknames. It's up to you. So since the city names are all in there, I'm just going to kind of go with that. But just to kind of give you an example, who's Cleveland playing, by the way? If I'm not mistaken, that's Minnesota.
Minnesota,
okay. So what I'm going to do is put my cursor in front of the X's, okay? Just like I would delete a lower third font and type in a new name. Again, try to get away from, you know, highlighting it, deleting it. You know, again, you can do that, but you may mess up the fields. So what I'm going to do is just delete it, and I'm going to type in Minnesota. Okay. So notice here, all I did, honestly, I just typed in a name. I didn't have anything saved or nothing. I'm going to file save it. Every little move I make, I'm going to save it. Okay? Now, how many runs did Minnesota have?
Zero.
How about those Indians? Pitching staff did a nice job last night. All right. So we have Minnesota 0 and Cleveland 7. Now what I want to do is move this stuff over. Okay, easiest way to do this without, again, jacking up a field or anything, cursor's front of the 7, and I'm going to hold down Alt, and I'm just going to use my arrow key. Now, right now, my tab in the bottom right says Course, which means it's going to jump a lot. So hold down Alt, put my cursor in front of the 7, and move the 7 over, and try to line that up with the 0. And if I can't quite line it up with the 0 all the way, I'm going to hit Control, Spacebar. Control, Spacebar, Release. Control, Spacebar, Release. That puts now my movement into a fine position. So if I hold down the Alt, I'm just going to slide my 7 over the 7, or slide my 7 over the 0, and then right around there. Now it's up to you where you want to put this. Me personally, I probably put maybe the 7 under the G in League. Okay. Same thing with the 0. I'm just going to bump it over a little bit more. So therefore, it's called a full screen for a reason, so we use the entire screen. So therefore, you can move that stuff over and line them up. Any questions on lining stuff up or typing stuff in? Okay? Yes, sir.
Should both scores be lined up with each other, so like the 7 and 0 and 2? And
yeah. In fact, the 3 and the 2, looks like you'd have to move that over a little bit as well, too. You know, and try to line that up with the 7 and 0. Wherever you basically decide you want to line up the first scores, you want the other numbers in the other score to be the same. Okay? So, yeah, you would obviously move that over. So I'll file save that one. And then as far as changing colors, we have our little F box up here. That changes font color, okay? So, again, as long as you click in the box next to the F box, whatever color it is, it doesn't matter. Basically, what that's saying is all this stuff off to the left over here. I'm sorry, off to the right. Left, right, whatever. Same thing. All right. All this stuff off to the right, which has preset shaders, your color, you got a palette over here. All that stuff will affect the font color only, okay? So now what I want to do... let's see, all those are pretty much, yeah, good. Winners in yellow, losers in white. So let's just flip to another scoreboard here. Cincinnati is a win. Okay, so is the National League scoreboard, that's full screen number 2. Is that a right score, Cincinnati 12, Washington 2?
Yes.
Really? Okay, good deal. All right, so if that's the case, again, type in the right information. The main thing is just getting the right information in first. And then afterwards, that's when you can start moving the numbers over, lining them up, changing the colors. But all I'm going to do now is just highlight Cincinnati. Okay? I like that, and the 12, and then go over here to my preset shaders, and if they're a winner, I'm going to click yellow. Take the highlighter off, file, save. Same thing with Washington, I highlight Washington, right, and left click on the white, because they're a loser. Okay, file, save. And then the rest of it, you just kind of, you know, make sure you just check it out. As I said before with CG, CG is one of those deals where if it's not done correctly the first show, that can cause problems throughout the rest of the day. It's a pre-production area that can really, really cause some problems the rest of the day, and then everyone gets hit for it. Okay. Now, one of the main reasons going over all this is because, and again, not saying anyone here is going to do it, but if I had to bet on it, and I'm not much of a betting man, I probably would bet on it. I'd probably bet at least a few hundred bucks on it. To say at least one person in this class is going to say, well, you know, I never did this before. Week three, week four, I never switched before. I was like, okay, well, were you absent? No. No, I don't know. Okay, well, let me go back and let's check and say, oh, that one day. Yeah. Thank you very much. I'll take my money. Thank you very much. Okay. Or we get to graded shows, and it's like, well, I don't remember ever, we never went over this. All right. No, we did go over. And the third thing I would definitely bank some money on is someone's going to be on switcher or something. And again, just pay attention to what's going on, especially when you know on Monday, on a graded day, you're going to know on Monday exactly what you're going to be doing for Thursday and Friday. You know exactly what, if you're the group A, you know exactly what your first position is, and you know exactly what your pre-production responsibilities are. And of course, if you're in group B, you don't have to worry about pre-production, but you definitely have to worry about, man, what's my last show of the day? Because I need to post-produce. Tear stuff down. I got to make sure I'm taking care of all that. So just make sure you have that all in play here, because last quarter, same concept. I had a person who was on the tape operator, right? He was tape operator on VTR, and he was way too far in front of everything. And he's getting all frustrated. He's like, he's getting all wound up. It's like, you got to act like I'm not here. I mean, you got to figure this out. We just talked about it 3 days ago. You know, he was too far into the tape, and nothing was there. He was queued up to the close instead of the open. So the entire newscast, he missed everything. He missed news video after news video after sports highlights after movie B-roll after weather video. Missed everything. Okay, and all it was remember, if there's no numbers, you know, we haven't covered that yet, but just little things like that you got to keep in mind. All right. So just make sure we're tightening up, because again, I want to make sure if you got a good pre-production, I'm going to tell you right now, odds are shows go pretty well. Alright, it's pre-production aspect that really kind of kills people if you're not careful. Alright, any questions on engineering? Again, main thing is kind of keep your, this doesn't change, keep your highest levels, the bright levels, 80 to 100, and the lower levels, 7.5 to 10. Okay? And adjust fast in preview if needed, and very slowly in program if needed as well, too. Our white balancers today include Brittany, Naraya, Johnny, Mercy, Crystal, Alicia, Jessica, Paul. Okay? So we'll try to get you guys done here in the next 20 minutes or so. When Group A is setting stuff up, okay? Yes?
That answers my question, so I won't have to balance it because I'm first engineer.
No, typically you would. Okay. If, you know, again, come graded shows, you're the first engineer that's on you, okay? All right. Now, as far as the switcher is concerned, here's a couple things with the switcher. Okay, let's go to the end of the open here as well, too. So I'm going to shuttle this forward to the end of the open because that's primarily what we're concerned with here, okay? We'll bring this up as well, too, Steve. And again, channel 10, it's air supply filled today. So if you need it, just let me know, because I have the air supply greatest hits, all nine of them, in my office. So there's nine of them. Yes, all nine. Very creative bunch. All right, so that will be there for you, because it still is Valentine's week, and the love is really, really flowing around here. So, all right. So we're going to be in black, because Dr. Oz is on, remember? Okay, a couple things we want to make sure we do before the show starts. Number one, chroma key and effects gear. Stuff we talked about from day one. Camera one of the key bus. Those are the first two steps for chroma key. You can do that before the show starts. Okay. Now we're going to get into getting set up for weather before the show starts as well, too. We'll hold off on that. Now, as far as your auto transition rates, remember phage should be set at 30. There's a selector switch. This all this over here, it affects this fade. It affects your auto trans when you dissolve in and out of full screens. It affects your downstream key dissolve if you choose to use it. Dissolving in the lower third bond, things like that. Okay. The first thing is fade. We want to make sure it's set at 30 frames, so we fade up from black and fade down from black at 30 frames. Won't change. Okay. If it does, if it's all jacked up, again, you have the ones column, the tens column, and the hundreds column, and they all go from zero to nine. Okay. So if you have like 430 frames and realize, hey, that's not right, just go back to the zero. Okay. As far as your downstream key dissolve, if you choose to use the DSK dissolve, which is your ID dissolving in, dissolving out, if you choose to use it, okay? Because you can always use cut the entire quarter. Cut in, cut out. There's no transition right there. So there's no chance of even getting that wrong, okay? But if you choose to use the downstream key dissolve, because you're a dissolve kind of person, okay, you like that effect, 17 frames. Won't change all quarter, okay? And right now, at least for this week here, auto trans, anytime we're using a dissolve, that's dissolving in and out of full screens, 17 frames, okay? Next week, we get the wipe, okay? I know you're excited about it, because I know I am, all right? So that's kind of what we got going on there. All right, now, as far as something else we can do before the show starts, while the AD's looking, while we get mic checks, and while the AD's looking at camera two and all that other stuff, we can say, camera one, swing over, get a weather shot. So just get a typical weather shot, zoom it all the way and focus on the tail, get us a weather shot. And what we're going to do at that particular point while we're in black is put VCR in preview and program, okay, because that's going to be the weather map. And the tape operator doesn't have to cue up the weather map. Just cue up any piece of video, like this. This is fine, okay? So you got that set up. Then hit background and key one together, because that'll mix the two together, which is a camera one over here, which is a person with a green wall behind them. And it will mix the VCR together, which is a whatever piece of video we got, okay? So that'll hit that, and then of course we're going to adjust the chroma key hue, gain, and close. Again, if I'm not mistaken, it's the, I told you guys this last week, didn't I? The gain and the clip are most of the way to the left, and the hue is roughly around the middle left, somewhere around there. So if it's all jacked up, which it is, because I just screwed it up, okay? So we'll fix this up before the show starts. Just bring the gain and the clip all the way to the middle, and then bring this right around the, gain and clip all the way to the left, okay? Just remember Beyonce, to the left. And then you got Hugh right in the middle. And then now you're trying to work this person in. And once you're trying to work this person in, it's little by little just trying to say, okay, we don't see through them, we do see through them, you just have to fine tune them a little bit. And once you have that all set, just hit background, take the key effect out, and then camera two back on program. And I'll be helping you out throughout, you know, the pre-production. Because the main thing what you want to do is, you don't want any surprises. You know, when you hit background and key, and you got that Phil Mickelson story going, you know, you don't really want any surprises. Oh my God, where's weather? I mean, we can always stretch people out. That's not a problem. So directors don't freak. You can always stretch them out, and of course, talent has something to say. But we would rather not have to do that. You know, we would rather not have to do that. So keep that in mind as we kind of go through. All right. So it's always wise to check that out first. All right. Now, as far as during the show is concerned, camera two and program 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Fade up from black. And again, anytime you hear ready or standby, is the preview bus. Ready, camera one, take it. It's a cut. And you're going to use cut quite a bit. Fon in, fon out is downstream key. Ready VTR. Now, this is the big one here. Ready VTR. Okay, ready VTR means ready VTR. Roll VTR means take. Okay, that's just to set it in motion. And then take VTR is you. Okay, so they're a roll, you're a take. Okay, you got to keep that in mind. Because a lot of times what happens is the switchers are taking the video and it's still not quite ready. It's either not on the right thing, it's not rolling, it's shuttling, it's paused, or whatever the case is. So we got a lot of things that could potentially happen. And one thing with switchers, I advise you guys, when you're working this thing, keep your head down. Okay? Because what happens is when you're running switchers, sometimes you're looking up and then you see the tape roll and then it's like, oh, okay, well, let's take it. Well, we never said take it yet. Okay? Never said take you. Just give the director a moment to get that done. Or sometimes what happens is you're looking up, and this is going to happen, hopefully not a whole lot, but that video is about to go to black. And we are seconds away from that video going to black, and then your director says, oh, take one! And then you're like, oh, and that hesitation there, we go to black. That's on the switch. Okay, that's a 15-point hit on the switch. So if you're just kind of looking down here, it's like, okay, I'm ready. And he says, ready, can't. Ready one, and then you hear the switch, take one. I mean, bang, it's quick. And then you can just kind of glance up, make sure. But if you're looking up and watching the show and director needs you quick and they need you in a heartbeat, then it's like, oh. Again, it's kind of like a 99-mile-per-hour fastball, man. You're a half second too slow, that's a swing and a miss. Simply put, it's the same concept here. You need to make sure you're ready. You're not doing things before the director says it, but you're just anticipating. You know what's coming next. So even if the command's half out of their mouth, bam, you're rolling with it. Okay? All right, any questions on switching? Okay? Yes?
Okay, the thing I got the last time, when you click the two buttons, is the character generator in the background?
It's right background there. And key one.
Okay.
That brings in the...
I didn't know. I think I took off the background too early.
Yeah, when you get out of it. Yeah, that's good. When you get out of it, you hit background key one, take effects is cut. So you just take it. To get out of it, director's going to say, ready camera three, take camera three is cut. You cut it, then you hit background.
Cut it, then background.
Okay. Now, that does get jammed up. Okay, let's talk about this. Since you're a week, you guys are veterans now, okay? All right, so we got Ready BTR for Chroma Key Effects, background and key one together, Mickelson stories all done, roll tape, okay? Take it, cut. Now we're getting ready for our kicker story, which in this case is Choppy. And if you haven't read that story, it's a great story. It only takes you 12 seconds. Really good story. It's always fun when dogs are helped out. All right, so cats, who cares? Dogs are important, right? Remember that. All right, so we got background on key one. Now the director's going to say ready camera three for the kicker. Okay, ready camera three. Take three, that's cut, then background. That's how, that's going to be very clean. Okay, now let's just say you happen to screw it up. Okay, you happen to screw it up and the director says take three and you have background first and cut. Now all of a sudden you got this on-air light that's on. All right, now we're jacked up. Okay. Or we're going to be jacked up the next time we make a transition. Either we're there now, or it's going to be here in the next 20 seconds. If this gets locked up, first thing I'm going to ask you on a graded day, hey, listen, you know how to get out of this. Because basically what we're saying is you've lost 15 points, but I'm going to give you a second here. Can you get out of this jam yourself to save you an additional 15 points? Because if I help you out, it's another 15. Oh, all right, key one, cut, background. That's if it gets locked up. Key one, cut, background. Okay, and that's if it gets locked up. But hopefully that doesn't even happen. That's when you got the weather person on top of the news anchor. Okay, we don't want to see that. All right, at least not on here. Yeah. The right way to do it when the director says take three to go back to the kicker story, cut the background. What happens is people hit the background or the key one, then the cut. Remember, the first command out of the director's mouth is take. So take and then background on your own. Any questions? Just a reminder for you as well, too, directors, before we get to tape here, right? Directors, one of the main things you want to keep in mind, especially when we're getting into all the B-roll, right? So, for example, this is rolling. We'll play this up. Pretend this is not on the air, okay? So we got our funky little beat here going. Great beat, easy to dance to, okay? Not quite air supply, but, you know, it's close. Now, once we say, take camera one, mic cue, okay? Now this is off the air. Now what you need to do quickly as far as tape operator, what you need to do is basically shuttle forward quickly, okay? Now, let's just say, for example, if you're still on the close here and you're trying to get this thing forward and you're still trying to roll, main thing is you want to be out of this jog mode. The jog mode is basically this here. This is a jog mode.
Is that on?
Yeah. All right. The jog mode is frame by frame. That's not helping you out whatsoever. Where that helps you out is if you're editing, your old school editing, okay? Which you're going to find there's going to be times for that in the industry still. But this is jog mode. This is really just to find your endpoints and outpoints and really to fine tune it if you have time. We don't have time. We don't have time right now because this B-roll is coming quick. So make sure you're out of this jog mode. That happens if you just kind of punch this thing a little too hard. Don't punch the equipment, okay? But just put it right back into shuttle mode. So that means to the right, that's as fast as it's going to go. And right now I'm going at a 1.0 speed, okay? And if you happen to think, man, I'm just trying to get this thing going, it's just not going anywhere. I mean, I'm trying to go to the right to go forward, and it's not going anywhere. What you can do to go quicker, bring it back to the middle, the toggle switch, and then quickly back to the right. And then once you see the countdown, hit it. Basically, you're going to hit the skids, man. Hit the brakes, bring it back to the middle, and then when your director says roll it, you play it, you take it, okay? So again, this is a reminder to directors. Okay? If it's a situation right here where you're thinking, all right, we're on camera one. All right, roll tape. All right, we're not even close. Roll it. Do not take it, director, because we're not ready. Right? I'm thinking, okay, hold on a second here. Okay, don't take. Just because you see video doesn't mean it's rolling. Okay? All right? Now once I got it rolling, take it. So directors, as we're saying here, if you roll it, it's there, you take it. Okay? If you say roll tape and it's not there, give the tape op another 3, 4, 5 seconds or so. Okay? And then once it's there, we take it. Right? You say roll tape, it's not there. You wait. 3, 4, 5 seconds go by. And it's still not ready. You just say, ready camera three. We're going to keep it as a reader. We're just going to ad-lib through this and just, you know, get forward, go to the sports. That's all you can do at that particular point. Okay? But as a tape operator, let's just say, for example, what I mentioned on Monday, all right, let's just say the director, and you're still way back here. Let's say, oh my God, I'm still at the end of the close. And the director's saying, roll tape. Roll it. What I don't want you to do is shuttle forward, get to the first part of the video, and sit there and wait for the director to say, roll again. No, we're ready to go. All right, so roll it. At this point here, it's like, nope, not ready. Hold on. Rolling, got it, take it. Bang, we got it. That's the communication aspect of it right there. Okay? So that's kind of what we're looking at. Again, news, if we want to queue up the video to the first second video before we roll it. But if we happen as a director to take the BTR 3, 4, 5, 6 seconds into the news video, well, it's not good, but it's doable. We can still work with that. Because again, the video is just going to enhance the story. Now, sports highlights, that's something different. You notice on the sports highlights, the very first thing we have is Jim Leland barking at the umps. Okay? That's called an establishing shot in sports. So if you guys are going into the sports thing or editing, your sports producer anchor, especially because that's when it's going to be hung out to dry there, you always want to give that anchor at least the first 3 seconds, but usually 5, 6, 7 seconds of an establishing shot. And a sports establishing shot is basically something that's not the main action. Okay? Because by the time we roll tape, it may take a second or two by the time we roll it and we actually put it to air. And if the audience happens to miss Jim Leland barking at the umps, then no big deal. You know what? They didn't miss a home run. You know? So that's always going to be an aerial shot of the stadium, crowd shot, players warming up, coaches talking or yelling or whatever. I mean, that's kind of an establishing shot. But we want to make sure we roll tape, check it, and take the sports video because that's a play-by-play. We want to make sure that's right on cue. Yes, sir.
Radio show, the tape operator is kind of like a few seconds behind as far as the video.
Would that
be a month
now? You know what? The we're going to have so many things spaced out that honestly, the tape operator gets some leniency. So, for example, if the director says, roll it, and you're maybe 3 seconds, 4 seconds off on most of the B-roll, like news video or sports highlights, you know what? It's really the job of the director to kind of wait for it. Because we're going to, on purpose, okay? Give you an open, followed by quite a bit of black, basically nothing. Count down into the news bureau. Okay, after that one, a lot of black. So that means you got to show up for it very quick. Makes your job quicker, makes the switcher more patient, makes the director more patient. Not to mention the reason we do that, not to screw you guys up. That's part of it. No, we don't do that just to screw you up. But what I mentioned on Thursday, that every single story that has video to it, okay, has its own tape. Okay? We never put everything together on one tape and string it along. Everything has its own tape. And there's going to be so many times, you know, my tape op is like, man, especially sports, man, I got 10 video pieces, I only got 2. And I may be running down as an intern, giving him the tape or giving him the source, and we got to get it going in 10 seconds. He's got, bam, put it in the deck, find out where it is, hopefully it's on the countdown, shove it forward, and it's got to be quick. So that's the reason why we're going to give you that. So, you know, typically tape ops, you have a little extra time. Some things you won't, which we'll explain more when we get to, you know, closer to the creative shows. All right. Any questions on that? Now, again, the rest of it stays the same. Remember, floor director, for whatever reason, we're not counting down. Okay? And the audio, we'll talk about that in a little bit.
On the VTR board, is there any indicator on the board itself, whether you're in shuttle or jog mode?
You're going to know because jog mode's round and round. It's going frame by frame.
Yeah, but you wouldn't really know it unless you were looking at the...
Oh, it says here. Shuttle.
Oh, okay. There we go. That's what I was looking for.
But you're going to feel it on here, too.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry. All right. And remember, after the weather match, just shuttle forward. You got to close at the end of that thing, too. Okay? Now, remember a couple things, and I have them marked down here. Audio, just make sure we use a rundown sheet for the love of the Lord. Okay? Make sure you use a rundown sheet. Because we did a much better job last Thursday. We had a lot less mic clips, maybe just some people bringing up the mics a little too slow. Remember, microphone for talent. As soon as one talent's done, you hear the director say, take one mic cue, up, quick, drop it. Okay? So make sure of that in that regard. You know, one other thing as far as floor director, you have countdowns. Remember, you're in charge out there. So the director says, you know, we got 15 seconds left. And it's okay. 10 seconds, guys. 10 seconds. Right by camera 2. We got a man up here a little bit, okay? Remember, 5, 4, 3 is verbal. 2, 1 is not verbal. Okay? So I want to hear you. I want to hear you through the wall. 5, 4, 3. Shutting up at this point, okay? And then until you hear the mic cue. Hit it black. Nothing mic cue. You don't point until you hear the mic cue. Until you hear the mic cue, okay? Talent don't talk to you, it's the floor director. Okay. But for some reason, I see floor directors doing this a lot of times. They're just kind of like, indicators. That's not helping, all right? The reason I'm harping on this is because that's an entry-level job. A lot of you guys may be board directors, the first job in the TV station, basically kicking the foot, you know, kicking the foot right through that door. But we also want to see this. 5, 4, 3, and I don't know where this comes from. Okay, this is all about man and numbers. 5, which is no pinkies. Okay, it's hard to see a pinky. Okay, unless you're sipping tea and then going, but no one's doing that. Right, now I'm one to talk and I had air supply going. Yeah. All right. So, but you know what? Y'all have your little things that. All right. So, you know, we all have our weaknesses. That's one of mine. So I don't know why. It's just this. All right. All right. So a couple of things. We've been doing a pretty good job of this, but I just want to assume. And I haven't busted anyone on this yet, which is great because I don't want to. It's just a waste of time for me and waste of time for everyone to read the paperwork. Number one, just make sure drinks are in your purses, man bags, and satchels. Okay. Make sure they're in there because I will throw them out. Okay? Because again, my boss is going up and down the hallway. They see a drink or two sitting, you know, hanging at the desk. That's on me as well too. So, also two cell phones. Just make sure. I assume I've seen a couple times where people bust them out for a couple seconds, and I'm just a nice guy that I'm assuming you're just turning it off. Okay? And not doing one of these, especially along the bridge, it causes feedback, and even out there, it causes some issues. My last quarter, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I had to actually look at it for like 5 to 10 seconds. I had two anchors out there, and they're good guys, but it was just out in the middle of a random Friday. The news anchors are out there right in front of me. I said, "What are you doing? I mean, what are you doing?" Again, in a real life situation, they tell you to get lost, get out of here. We don't need you. Okay, that's a real life situation. Here, I can't choose my class. That's a problem. But for me, to take the rest of the day off, I'd rather go shorthanded than have people on their cell phones. Okay, so you don't want to start a whole day at 70%. I agree with that. It's just not worth it. Especially with limited shows, you guys are going to get in with 44 people and you're starting out. As soon as we have all those people, you don't get any creative shows. So, all right, any other questions that you guys have? Okay, there is a teardown today, unless people are going to stay over, but I haven't heard anything. Now, again, keep in mind, Thursdays and Fridays now, if you have a small group of 7, 8, 10, 12 people, and you just want to just stay in here and do shows, until 2 or 2:30, and you guys can basically double up on positions. Just all you have to do is let me know at the end of the day, just to make sure that there's no one going to be in here in the afternoon, which most Thursdays and Fridays, no one's going to be here. Okay? So therefore, there will be no teardown at that particular moment. And even so, guys, I know a lot of times second quarter classes do this, because you guys want to work technically on stuff. You may want to grab some people from first quarter, let them know, hey, Friday, we're going to be staying over, and we just need some people in front of the camera, because you don't care who the heck's out there. Just tell them to read off the teleprompter. And there's probably some people in first quarter like, yeah, it'd be great, because more, you know, they're into the video performance thing right now, so they want to get used to the camera while you guys want to get used to the technical stuff. So just let me know beforehand. Because most Fridays, you won't even have to tear down at the end of the day anyway, because the Scrazinator is going to be in here Friday night. So that's kind of how that works. All right, any questions on stuff? Okay? So the main thing is pre-production looks to be in pretty good shape. What we're going to do, it's going to take a little while for Group A, but I'm hoping to get two shows in before the break. If we do that, we'll be at B6 right around 12:15. And hopefully if that's the case, we do have a time for a scrambled show. If you see anything on the board that says scram show, then that means basically it's anybody, first come, first serve, from any group, just grab a position and just rock and roll. Alright? Now, if we have time for two extra shows, which I don't think we will, but I'll have some Group A scramble show. That means Group A members only. And then Group B, scram show. Group B. Now, if it's just one scram show, that means A and B. Fight for your lives, man. Fight for your lives, okay? There's one, you know, piece of chicken out there, man. You gotta eat them for your day. No, I don't want anything. Just a mad scramble, man. That's gonna be awesome. All right, so my white balancers again, you guessed it, Brittany, Dariah, Johnny, Mercy, Crystal, Alicia, Jessica, and Paul. I'm gonna meet you over here in just a few minutes. In the meantime, let me make sure, Group A, you're all here. We got Brooklyn.
Here.
We have Robert.
Here.
We have Richard W. Don't need him anyway, he's off. Kim?
Yep.
Alana?
Here.
Brian B?
Here. Here.
Tim?
Here.
Aaron?
Here.
That was a cold in the eyes. Brian?
Here.
Brian Childs. Trey?
Here.
Jordan?
Here.
Ryan F?
Chris?
Oh, Ryan F. I'm sorry, Ryan. I know Brian's here. How about Ryan? Not yet. Christine?
Yep.
Genevia.
Here.
RJ.
Here.
Harmon.
Yeah.
Corey.
Here.
Brittany Modoc, not here yet.
We'll be here soon.
Johnny?
Here.
Crystal?
Here.
Jessica?
Here.
Okay. So we do have an engineer opening. See, Aaron C., you want to engineer for the first show?
Sure.
All right. And let's see, we have a camera 3 opening. Corey, you want a camera 3? That'll work out lovely. Okay, and I think that's it. Good deal. All right, so here's the deal. We're going to go orange here. We're going to go orange. Okay, right now. Right now. Okay, so I'm hoping, 9:25. We'll go 9:35, and then 9:40. Now, keep in mind, peoples, here's the key. If this all works out the way it's supposed to, and it may not. You never know, weeks 2, 3, and 4 of pre-production stuff. But Group A, your crew call, if this all works out, it's going to be 9:55. Because remember, we're starting shows every quarter hour. 10, 10:15, 10:30, 10:45, 11. 9:55 will be the crew call. And I guess maybe the first time we ever do this with a lot of people, sometimes we have a crew of maybe, 8 people. And that's fine. Again, if you miss your crew call, don't take it personally. Just you missed your crew call. So it means even if you come in late, I'm just going to say forget it. Just sit down. Get someone else in. So just make sure you're here crew call time for every show, but especially 9:55. All right. Group A, we'll get you rolling here. White balancers, we'll have you right over here. We'll get going with that as well, too. All right, guys, real quick, before attendance, I want to go over a couple things with you. All right, we'll finish up with you guys white balancing tomorrow as well, too. That's Brooklyn through Alana, S through W. So you guys have all done that. A couple things with today's shows. Pretty good for a new script. The first day on a new script was actually pretty good. Pre-production was very good, so the folks who got here a little early did a nice job making sure everything was up and running and working. I saw some people, checking out the headsets and then obviously the microphones too, because just because you set it up doesn't mean it's working, trust me. So nice job on that overall. And again, the only thing I have to say about pre-production was something minor, but still, a mistake's a mistake, is just make sure the numbers aligned on the scoreboards kind of line up. There's a couple that are just kind of creeping off to the left or the right. Hopefully fix that up tomorrow. Minor stuff. But overall, pre-production, if you got a good pre-production going, usually the day goes well. Okay, so that went pretty well. All right, what's up?
As soon as that red light goes off on the camera, the little red light,
yeah.
that means you're not live anymore.
Technically, yes.
Technically, yes. Okay, so don't move until
there may be a slight delay.
Okay.
Wait, isn't the red
light? Because I think that's what happened.
Yeah, if it goes away,
you're not supposed to move to
the
red
light. Because,
there's the one camera that the red light doesn't come
on. You know what, personally, and this is speaking from an anchor, I never go by those lights. I always go by the four directions. Plus, in peripheral vision, typically if you're on the news desk in the studio, there's monitors everywhere so you can see where you're at. And then you can always look down at the news desk and there's monitors there too, so you can see what's on air and type of thing like that too. So, a couple things, and this has really really worked out pretty well. When you got behind, okay, and this is what I'm talking about as far as camera operators. People did a nice job of just kind of staying at home until you were told to do what you needed to do. But there was numerous times today where camera 3 is waiting. Okay. Oh, that's right. Camera 3 shoots sports. And man, I could tell by the time that camera was whipping around, that camera operator, I didn't know who it was. But you can tell just by the camera whipping around quick and waiting for the director to say something. We're right on cue. We had a shot within 4 or 5 seconds. There's a couple times where I'm noticing that, hey, listen, the director never said anything to the camera when she weathered, but a lot of times I'm just going to hang and I'm just going to wait too, because I want to see how quick the camera operates. That's not just for the class, but that's also for me personally, so I can see, and I recommend kind of cheating on myself, so I can see where, how quick you are. Getting the chroma key set up before each show, okay? Now, we went through it today, and honestly, I don't do it anymore unless you're asking, hey, Tone, how do you do this? Okay. I'm just advising you to do it because today there was never one time, not one time, we had this sports out. And the reason? Because it was done beforehand. And then there's times, there's maybe 2-3 times today where the director, maybe we're a little late getting out of the sports full screens. And when you're a little late getting out of the sports full screens, you fall behind. Well, guess what? No big deal, because all we have to do is hit ready VTR background key. I don't have to check it because we already checked it. So we got 15 seconds behind, but guess what? We caught right back up and right where we need to be as a pre-production. Same thing with camera operators. You got good camera operators on the corners. That works out really good, because if you're late telling camera one to shoot left, camera three to shoot sports, and you fall 15, 20 seconds behind, they're gonna make it up real quick. So, real nice job with that. Yeah.
So, even if, let's say I'm on camera three, even if they're almost done with weather and I know the puppy story is about to come up, and he hasn't said shoot count two, they just stand there?
Just sit tight. Just sit tight. It's for grading purposes, really. Now, again, in a real life situation, some of the stuff I showed you behind the scenes last week, you're definitely going to be doing that on your own. But really, it's easier for us to grade, and not to mention it's easy. And again, keep in mind, this is something, and sometimes you're walking on eggshells when I say this, but I don't really care. It all depends on the instructor, I guess. But honestly, there's people in here I know that, quite honestly, like, dude, you know what to do. Do it. Not everyone does. You know, there's people who miss classes. There's people who's missing classes, so I know automatically. It's like, okay, well, that's not going to get done. Because they don't know. They're inconsistent with something. You know, there's some people who you can tell on the switcher, man. Boom, boom, boom. It's like you guys are playing the piano, which is, I mean, in a good way. It's like, got it. Okay. Then others are like, and again, sometimes it's just getting on the equipment, but then, you know, just like a college course, and I'm speaking from a college individual, the professor's never going to tell you everything to do. I'm trying as much as I can to tell you what you need to do, but quite honestly, you need to take initiative and say, okay, I'm weak on this one. We need extra help, and we'll get to that. So right now, it's really just a situation where just way too told to do, because I have some really good folks in here who know exactly what's going on, but I cannot put that responsibility on other people, because it's going to fall apart. So, and like I said, it's a return on investment. I could, you know, that's why I know more about you guys in 3 weeks than I did all the first quarter. I mean, as of right now, I mean, I already know who's going to be pretty good. Some who are going to it may take a little while, and you know, it all depends on the motivation. Right? Which again, but that's the quote of the day. Yes.
You said to remind you about the sports CG at the
end. Oh, I already fixed it.
Okay.
Yeah, I fixed it the very last day. Right after that show, we got that fixed up. So. Yes, question?
I can't remember her name, but I know you said you don't sign internship forms until after
second,
this
yeah.
quarter. Mm-hmm. The lady from Career Services said that we're eligible to go to the intern fair that's coming up like a week before this quarter's over. So she wants us to get all that stuff ahead of time.
Okay.
Can come to you or no?
No, you're still.
I mean, you have to remind me when we get to that point.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'll know enough information.
All right.
Last order of business here is rotations for tomorrow. Now, 7 and 7 is typically the way we go about doing graded shows. So we're hoping to get that taken care of. You get right into shows tomorrow, unless there's specific questions you guys have. There you go. Yes, sir. No. Yeah. Typically, a graded day would be 7 shows per group. That's kind of what we're doing tomorrow. So we're going to get off to a quick start and go right to the show. And the more practice show you guys get in, the more experience you get getting into the last group.